you want a bouquet, I've forgotten that word. If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you'd have to go out in the backyard and
pick the flowers or cut the flowers or something.
Something that a child might play with would be called a
toy.
You ever heard Play Pretty?
Yeah, but I wouldn't call it
you
that.
Wouldn't call it that, but you have heard
Play Pretty sound like a doll or something.
Yeah. That's interesting that you've heard that. I didn't know if you would have even heard it. Okay, talking about a gift that you received, like, from Butch, you might say, well, something like, this is the sweater that Butch
gave me.
Mm-hmm. And then you'd say, in the past he has
given me.
Mm-hmm. You might say, I'm really glad I carried my own. It's so funny. I'm really glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
Mm-hmm. If you wanted to know about a movie, you'd say, what time does that movie
start?
And another word for start starts with a B. And instead of saying, what time does the movie start, you'd say, what time does
begin.
The movie start? Begin. Okay, if you were talking about somebody came in, you say, why are you so out of breath? And they say, I was feeling so happy I
ran.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, and then they might say, and every morning before work I have
ran.
If you didn't know where somebody was born, you might say, well, where does he
live? Or where's he from?
Yeah, using the word come, you'd say, where does he
come from?
Right. And then you'd say, like if somebody had arrived on a plane, you'd say, last night he
came.
Yeah, right.
You wanted to answer these for me.
I'm answering them for you, yeah. I'm getting too eager. I don't want to take up too much of your time. If we were talking about seeing somebody and I might ask, did you see her? And you'd say, yeah, I just
saw her.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, over this past week I have
seen.
You're quick tonight. If you were talking about a road that, like the highway department had the trucks in there, and you'd say it was all
blocked up or tied up. Mm-hmm.
The opposite of take it off is
put it on.
And if we were talking about being able to do something, I'd say, can you
do it?
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, yeah, all my life I've
done it.
If we were talking about something, and I said, well, what's new? And you'd say, oh,
not much or nothing.
And I'd say, oh, come on, there must be
something.
We were talking about riding horses, and you might say, I got thrown once, and I've been scared of horses ever
since. Yep.
And if we were talking about, a problem or a question, and you didn't know the answer, you'd say, well, I don't know, you'd better go
find out
or ask somebody else or something.
Okay,
you better go
ask someone.
Mm-hmm. And you'd say, well, I went ahead and
found out
or went ahead
ask.
And
I keep wanting to say found, I don't know why.
And then you'd say, well, several times before I have
asked.
Yeah. And you've talked about two little kids that couldn't get along, you'd say every time they met each other they
fought,
and you'd say they really liked to
fight,
and ever since they were little they have
fought.
If somebody kills somebody with a knife, you'd say he
stabbed.
Mm-hmm. And teacher might come in and look at the black, and there was a funny picture on the blackboard and say, who
wrote this or drew this?
If somebody had something real heavy to lift, you'd say they had to hoist that word.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
Okay, say it for me.
Hoist.
If you were talking about Little Rock, the major sections of the city of Little Rock, like if you were talking about Little Rock, and if you were naming, just the major sections, what?
Like downtown, Southwest Little Rock.
Very good.
Out of Baseline, Gosh Springs.
Okay.